Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Folks over at Arrowhead Pride, we're going through maybe some of the players have the most to prove this upcoming season and as we head into training camp here before we know it.
I always think that's kind of an interesting way to look at a team because, like, you and I both know that one guy that we've talked about on the show a lot who would be on that list is, you know, Felix Anudike-Uzomah. It's not meant to be like, oh, he's the only guy who has something to prove. He's not. There are certainly other guys who have something to prove on this team. And I thought, okay, let's have the little off-season exercise. Let's talk about the players who have the most to prove. The article was actually written by former 96.5, well, technically he was a 610 player, Brandon Kiley. Here are the players that he had mentioned across the board. He mentioned Isaiah Pacheco, honorable mention, as the guy just off his board of the top five most to prove on there. I actually agree with that assessment. If he is to get any kind of contract extension from this team or get at least medium-sized running back contract from another, he's going to have to prove that he can stay healthy for an entire year and put up the kind of numbers he did just 2 days ago. Here are the five guys he mentioned that I want to see if we agree with it. They're Hollywood Brown.
Okay.
Jalen Watson, and these are in order. He ranks them this way. Charles Omenihu, Brian Cook, and number one, Felix Anudike-Uzomah.
Yeah.
The interesting part about this is his is very much, I would say, heavy in the contract year will get you paid department. Charles Omenihu, Hollywood Brown, Isaiah Pacheco, Jalen Watson, all guys who are coming to the end of their contracts and need to actually earn something. I think that Kingsley would be in my top five, no question, because he is likely to be a starter at left guard, and he's got to prove that he can actually do that job. Forget the left tackle stuff.
Yeah.
He needs to prove to me he deserves to be on the starting offensive line at all. That, is to me, is the biggest miss on this list.
So I'm with you. Kingsley would be obviously a player listed that has the most to prove. I agree with two of the names for sure, though, on the list from Arrowhead Pride, though. And that is, number one, yeah, contract year sure is part of it, but for Hollywood Brown, prove that you can stay healthy. Can you be available, even if it's not all 18? Can you be available for 15? Can you be available for 14? Can you be that
enough
available
of the season
and put yourself in a position to showcase why everybody, you know, got excited about you when you were signed, you know, and why this offense with the idea of having you and Worthy and Rice on the field at the same time, people were excited about. So I think Hollywood Brown would be very high on my list, not just because he could get himself a nice payday.
Just where his contract and career is going to go.
Show you can stay healthy. And then the other one, I mean, Charles Omenihu is very similar to that. It's not only a contract year. We know he thought he was worth more in the market. The market said, no, you're not. He has been so effective when he's on the field. It's not a question about, can Charles Omenihu be effective in this system? We've seen it. He stands out on this defense when he's on the field, but same thing. Can he stay healthy? He had the unfortunate ACL injury a couple years ago that cost him much of last year. And then we all know he had the personal issues off the field, some legal trouble prior to that, that resulted in, what was it? A 6-game suspension or whatever it was.
Yeah, it was six.
Or 3-6, whatever.
I think it was
but when
six.
He's on the field, he's been dominant. So for him, it's, hey, you know, don't have any issues and stay healthy as well. But I'm not worried about his performance. Hollywood Brown, it's stay healthy and also can you put together the numbers? I feel like with Omenihu, if he's on the field, I know the numbers are coming for Charles Omenihu because he's been that good when he's been out there.
I in a weird way, I don't feel like Aminu has to prove anything to me. I think I kind of got a good sense of who he is when he plays.
Yep.
Proving you can stay on the field, I'm not saying that's not any kind of aspect in it. It certainly is a little bit of something, but at the same time, it doesn't feel like the key diagnosing factor I'm looking for. Hollywood Brown is more than like, can you be on the field at all? He's been a career injured guy, and he's never put up. He had a 1,000-yard season 4 or 5 years ago, and to this point, he has never really turned into that. Charles Aminu at least has proven to me when he's on the field, he's a productive NFL player. And that's why at least I'm going to change it. I think Kingsley would be my number one. And I think Brian Cook would actually be kind of high on my list. You don't want to do safeties because I think Jaden Hicks is breathing down his neck. So it's like he doesn't play corner the way Shamari Connor does. So Brian Cook's going to keep the safety job the entire year. He's going to have to do that. It's funny about Jalen Watson is I almost feel these guys are just lumped into one thing. Nazi Johnson, Joshua Williams, and Jalen Watson all have the same amount to prove to me. Can any of you guys be the three? Because they just signed Christian Fulton, so I know I got a two. Right. I got Trent McDuffie, so I got a one. I don't really
and
care
the rookie,
how
Noel
you
Williams, yeah. We'll see.
And maybe it's him. Can any of you guys stave off Noel Williams long enough to actually hold on to the job? Last year before the season, it felt like they really, really, really wanted Nazi to get the job. He got dinged up a little bit, lost it out, and then because Jalen Watson wasn't healthy enough for a while, they were on Joshua Williams for a little bit, who didn't do a very good job, so then they were back on Jalen Watson. Those guys just feel lumped in together to me. Not even like as an individual player with something to prove. Just I'd like one of them to step up.
913-586-7965. Someone from the 816 mentioned, hey, what about Sky Moore? He should be on that list. I get what you're saying. My only pushback would be, unfortunately for him, and like I think we just kind of know, right? Like last year was the proof to me that you can still be potentially what people drafted you for, what the Chiefs drafted you for. I think he's at a point, guys, where he's just lucky to make a football team.
Yeah, prove to me what? I can make the 53?
I also don't think he's making the team. That's the other part.
What about Matt Ariza? He's got punter competition. Does he need to prove he can put it inside the 20?
Sure. We'll see. If Cody, will you join him on his workout at training camp this go-around if he's out there after practice?
Works hard, you know? We saw him out there.
He definitely does.
I think there's levels to
this. Yeah, Sky's just at a point where, like, most to prove, no, I don't put him on the list because he's not even in that. He's not even in that conversation of long-term consideration anymore. I truly don't think he's going to make the team. So,
Because I think there's levels to the conversation, and I know that he's a good player. We know this, but in terms of pay, in terms of all these things, George Karlaftis. Not that he has the most to prove, but I think in terms of hey, you want a payday, you need to get to a certain sack. Like if he has 5.5 or 6.5 sacks, I don't know if you consider that most to prove, but in terms of getting an extension, getting the payday you think you're deserving of, you have to, show up with the goods again.
If it's I almost feel like I can make a stronger argument for Kelsey for this year. His career. He's got nothing to prove for his career.
I think Karlaftis has already shown that he's going to have a long NFL career and be an effective pass rusher. What you're saying is to take it to the next level, become a star, get the massive payday.
I don't know if that belongs in this. I don't know if it belongs
in this
conversation.
He's proven he's an NFL pass rusher and all that.
100%. A starter, yes.
His is more of the cliche, like truly contract year, go out and get yourself paid, go out and have an unbelievable best year of your career type of thing. Karloff has already proven that he's an NFL edge rusher and one of the better ones in the league.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, look, if we ranked him out 1 through 53, he's not 53. He's probably somewhere in the middle, 25, 26.
He's certainly not in the top 10.
He's not he's not Patrick Mahomes, who's 53, right? He's not Creed Humphrey, who might be 52. It's not like the guys who end up being in there. It's not that he has nothing to prove. It's just there's some guys who I think have to even prove they deserve their spot. Like Leo Chanel might be on the list, right? Prove that you deserve more playing time. You've certainly got plenty of it. But now that there's, you've got to earn even more time on the field this year and, prove that you're going to be one of those guys who gets a contract after.
What is this? I see, Drew, you were typing something in the rundown. You said you think Patrick Mahomes has the most to prove still this year. Is that right? To prove he's still better than Joe Burrow? I saw you type that one in. You snuck that one in on us.
I thought you guys were going to start like, oh, no, this guy over here. As soon as I said, I think there's levels to this, I thought you were going to be like, oh, no, here we go. But
no, I understand.
I was never going to mention the name Patrick Mahomes in this conversation.
He's 53 on the
correct
list.
I agree with you.
It's a 90-man roster, he's 90. Whatever the number of players you want to put it out to, he's last.
I agree.
He's right after him.
Creed Humphrey.
I was going to say Chris Jones, but yeah, that works.
Chris Jones, yeah.
Those are 51, 52, and 53.
And Butker, yeah, and Butker's like 50 or 49, correct. Yeah.
Yeah, like
most approved.
That's pretty strong.
I actually like this one.
Trey Smith is probably 49.
I actually think this is a really good suggestion on the text line, in all seriousness. They said, what about Noah Gray in this convo? Is he just what he is?
Oh, like, to prove that he can be like a number one?
He was effective last year. He got a contract extension. He would be a fine number one in this league for most teams, right? What typically tight ends are. I think that the tough spot for Noah Gray is, and we were just talking yesterday about expectations change as sports fans based on what we've seen a player or an organization accomplish. And so because of how great Travis Kelce has been and is, and even in Chiefs history, you go back to Tony Gonzalez, Noah Gray could be a really fine tight end post Travis Kelce. But if he's not one of the best, people are going to not think he's any good, because we're now used to seeing elite level tight end play twice in this franchise's history over the last 25 years. One's already a Hall of Famer, yeah. But two, you know, Hall of Fame tight ends. One's going to be the greatest of all time. And so even if Noah Gray ended up being like the 10th best tight end in the league for a given season in 2 years, people are going to act like it's not, you know what I mean?
It's just
so that's
hard.
That's what's tough for him now.
We've mentioned this.
I think he's an average tight end if he was a number one.
But every year, the average tight end in the league has like 602 receiving yards. Yeah. Like maybe. That might actually be generous. At least on that end. So, like, if you get a 650-yard tight end, you're doing just about as well as almost anyone in the league. Sure, you want your Brock Bowers or your next Travis Kelce. And as an organization, the fact that the Chiefs have two of the three, four greatest tight ends of all time probably speaks for its own, at least on that end. But, like, yeah.
Well, and you're even able to argue now the fact that the way the Chiefs are constructing their roster, they don't need that star tight end because of the wide receiver room that they currently have with Worthy and Rice, and who knows how Royals is going to turn out, obviously, with Hollywood too. But you save yourself having to overextend yourself money-wise at the tight end position if you just have Noah Gray, which is good enough.
I got to say, it's fairly obvious they're drafting Royals, in my opinion, to replace the Juju Hollywood Brown absences after this year.
Seems like it.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.